How many times have we ourselves asked that question which the apostle asked at the beginning of today's gospel reading? Lord, teach us to pray. I suspect many, if not most, have at one time or another, and perhaps many times, asked that favor from the Lord. Lord, teach me to pray. Prayer seems to be something very hard for us. You know, we find ourselves too busy. We find ourselves too distracted. We find ourselves worried about so many things that we can't focus on our prayer. We find that there's too many interruptions in our lives. Sometimes we just find that we're angry with God and we can't get ourselves to talk to Him. We struggle with prayer. In a way, the gospel reading today fills us with a lot of hope. If those early disciples, those disciples who had walked bodily with the Lord Jesus Christ, those disciples who had grown to know Him, if they struggled with prayer, we feel maybe there's hope for us who also struggle with prayer. And if those apostles, those chosen apostles, the night before Jesus died, found themselves falling asleep rather than watching with Him that 1 hour, we have some hope that maybe we too can someday learn to pray. I believe the desire for prayer, if we allow ourselves to get in touch with it, is a very deep, very innate desire within us. We desire prayer because we desire closeness to the Lord. We want to experience His love. We want to experience the Lord's presence in our lives. We want His guidance. We want Him to fill our hearts with hope and with peace. Deep down, we want the Lord Jesus Christ to walk with us, to be with us, to live within us. And the only way that happens is if we begin a dialogue of prayer, and allow the Lord Jesus somehow to touch our hearts and our lives through those moments that we are in dialogue and communication with Him. To put all of that another way, our desire for prayer is really a manifestation and expression of our desire for friendship with the Lord. We want to be close to Him. If you think about that a while, then the prayer that the Lord taught us to say, or at least the way that He taught us to pray, makes a lot of sense. You know, what does He tell us to do in that gospel reading today? To pray, "Thy kingdom come." You know, Jesus spent His life proclaiming the reign of God, the coming of the kingdom of God. If that was the deepest desire of His heart, if we are to be friends with Him, then that must become one of the desires of our hearts too. the coming of that day when all people everywhere will live in God's love, will live in obedience to the law of God, the will of God. The coming of the day when there will no longer be conflict and hatred among us, that we will live in peace, in relationship with God. If that was Jesus' desire, and if we want to be friends of His in that relationship of love, then that must also be our desire. The other part of that prayer concerns forgiveness. Who of us does not want to be forgiven for the wrong that we've done? And who of us do not have need to forgive other people who have wronged us in one way or another? Jesus was about forgiveness. That is why He came. He came to forgive us, to restore us to a relationship with God, so that we could enter into that kingdom of heaven. If that was what He was about, and we yearn to be in a relationship of friendship with Him, that must also be what you and I are about. Jesus came to draw us to Himself. Jesus came to gather us to Himself, to bring us into the kingdom of His Father, so that we can live forever in the peace and the joy and the love of the kingdom. There's a passage from St. Paul where he says, "Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, what God has prepared for those who love Him." I don't believe it'll be cities of gold. I don't believe it will be just succulent foods and great wines. It will be a dialogue of love with our God. That is what we are called to. Prayer is the prerequisite to enter into that dialogue. We enter into that dialogue now through prayer, so that one day we can share in it for all eternity. It is our faith that gives us the hope of everlasting life.